Through the course of time, many words are found true in the English vocabulary. One such word is gavdash. To know what it means, you can look it up in a dictionary. But to understand the word completely, you'd have to read one or the other of Kafka's works. The posthumous writer, Franz Kafka, is undoubtedly one of the greatest writers of the 20th century. There are some books that deal with reality. There are others that deal with fantasy. Others prioritize mythology and fantasy feeds into it. And then there are the Kafka's works. Sauter wrote his works in German and may have had schizoid personality disorder. Simply put, he is not whom you would call a happy man. Much of Kafka's early writing is lost, but 1912 proved to be a great year for him. It is then that he wrote The Metamorphosis. The Metamorphosis is a novella. It was first published in 1915. The author took great efforts in writing this book. 3 weeks, November and December. The result was the longest work he ever completed. Do you know what Kafka's biography looks like? Well, it looks like a critical analysis of his work. You could call The Metamorphosis a twisted and incomplete autobiography of Kafka. Each of his works bear the mark of man's suffering, in spirit and body, searching desperately, but always inwardly, for meaning, security, self-worth, and a sense of purpose. Kafka was an outcast, both politically and religiously. He was a person who held the opinion that human beings were God's nihilistic thoughts. This feeling of social isolation played a great part in Kafka's works. The Metamorphosis, as mentioned earlier, is a part of Kafka's life, an interesting way. The concept of family is very important in The Metamorphosis. The family comprises of the protagonist, Gregor Samson, his sister Gray, and their parents. Samson's relationship with the family is quite similar to Kafka's relationship with his own family. There is even a similarity with Kafka's name, Samson's. Samson's relationship with his sister and father is almost an exact replica of Kafka's relationship. Kafka and Samson both dislike their jobs. Samson, while dealing with the absurdity of life and the disconnection between his mind and body, he realizes the limit of sympathy. Metamorphosis is not limited to Gregor Samson. It affects his family too, though not in the same way that he was affected. While he was affected physically, his family was affected mentally. The idea of writing about an insect appears in Kafka's writing as early as 1907. The style of the book epitomizes Kafka's writing. One morning, when Gregor Samson walked from troubled dreams, he found himself transformed in his bed into a horrible vermin. That's how it begins. The traveling salesman finds himself metamorphosed. As the plot develops, we see the mental conflicts that affect the protagonist, as well as those around him. Gregor tries to adjust to his new condition, while the family considers him as a burden, is repulsive, horrible, and vermish. Metamorphosis can be treated as a metaphor, and the book can be read from a normal perspective. The metamorphosis is treated throughout the book as a sickness or disease that often affects people, which is not the case. The cause of transformation is never revealed. The book deals with the absurdity of existence, the alienating experience of modern life, and the cruelty and incomprehensibility of the authoritarian power. The Metamorphosis is a counter-serial typical novel, with a bug as a protagonist that will stun and impress its readers. It depicts human nature as truly as possible, while also dealing with themes such as alienation, disillusionment, and existentialism.